Literary Remains by R.B. Russell. Read by Mark Young. When I look back on my life in Eastbourne in the late 1980s, I find it amazing that I could have ever had enough time and energy to accomplish what I did. I had returned from university, but decided after 3 years of freedom that I could not possibly move back in with my parents. My father thought me foolish, paying rent on the squalid little flat that I took in the centre of town when my bedroom was still available in the comfortable, large family home in the Meads. My little sister was still living there, and visits showed me that staying with them would have been just as suffocating as it had been before I left. There were times in my flat when it was cold and the lack of space irked me. But compared to living in my parents' superheated house just a mile away, it was everything that a single 21-year-old woman could want. To pay the bills, I took a part-time position in a large, modern bookshop, part of a national chain. It was just a few hundred yards from my flat, and I enjoyed working there. I was good at my job, being one of the few members of staff interested in literature, and I could have got on and perhaps made a career for myself with the company. But I refused to go full-time, and that annoyed my boss. I had completed my music degree, largely at my parents' expense, and had horrified them both by...